The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this very special edition of That's Life. Guys, I know I have been doing That's Life, man, from day one with The Brand, and I knew I was doing it for a reason, and I knew I was called to do this show, and I knew that this show was my duty to God. And I always say this is the most important show on The Brand. This is a show that is real. It's about as real as it gets, where everything else is entertainment based, because I feel I believe I was put here to entertain you, but I also believe that I was put here to let God use me as a vessel to speak to you, because there are some people out there who can relate to me, who can relate to my message, who can relate to the person I am. You know, somebody just wrote me this morning that they were in quarantine and they just finished reading my book, Forgiven. And if you really would like to know about my roots of Christianity and how it came about and what happened to me in my life, in my own words, I would recommend that you get the book Forgiven. You can get it, you know, through my website, russosbrand.com, or you can go get it at the library. It doesn't matter. I'm not trying to sell books here. I'm just trying to tell you, in my very first book are the roots of my Christianity and how it came about. Because obviously, you know, with everything else, you know, concerning me, with the enemy and haters, you know, I'm a fraud and it's a work and it's all those things. Well, if you want to find out the roots of my Christianity, you could find out there in my book, That's Life. But I know I am here for a reason. I know we are all here together right now for a reason. There are things I want to try to share with you this morning to kind of give you some clarity on a very, very, very a difficult situation that all of us are in right now. And I usually don't use the Bible, or I usually don't use, you know, biblical verses or anything like that. I usually talk to you, you know, in Vince Russo tongue so you understand. But in a very difficult situation like this, I want to make sure that I don't misquote the word, or I want to make sure that I don't misquote God. So like, I've done some research. I mean, it was things I already knew, but I want to make sure that I present them to you in the right way, because so many times, you know, in a time like this, listen, guys, it's always the blame game. You know, it is always the blame game. It always goes back to, we cannot look ourselves in the mirror. Nothing is ever our fault. That's what it always comes down to, the blame game. In this instance, oh, it's Donald Trump. In this instance, it's the government. In this instance, it's God. It's everybody's fault but our own. Why? Because somewhere in our demented minds, we have the impression that we are absolutely perfect. We do no wrong. When something doesn't go according to our plan, therefore, it is then everybody else's fault. Everybody else's fault. It's called the blame game. When the reality of the situation is, we all need to look in the mirror. I mean, before the coronavirus came into play, how many weeks were we coming on here talking about the hatred being spread on social media? How many times were we coming on here talking about the hatred being spread throughout the entire world? I'm talking about hatred. I'm talking about one man hating another man, a woman hating another woman. I'm talking about pure unadulterated hatred. How many times was hatred and social media the topic of discussion? Social media has just infested absolute hatred into our world today. And many of us are a part of this hatred. Many of us. You know, it's funny. We're getting on a daily basis. How many people are affected with the coronavirus? How many cases are there every day? I would like to know. Let's keep a running scale of how many people are infected with hatred, and how many new cases of hatred there are on an everyday basis. Hatred is disease. Hatred is no different than a coronavirus. It's disease. And you know what? Hatred could kill too. When you're on social media and you're hating on people, people commit suicide through that hatred, you know, through bullying. But nothing is ever our fault. It's always somebody else's fault. The president, the government, God's fault. It's always somebody else's fault because we are the perfect species. That is absolute bullshit. And I'm gonna break some stuff down to you today, because if you read the Bible, God has used disease, throughout his existence. And God has bestowed disease upon us, and God has also healed us. The Old Testament will tell you about, you know, God sending down, plagues and locusts and darkness and, you know, God bestowing them on the world. And then the New Testament will tell you about the example of God coming here and saving people, healing people. So you may think that's odd. You may think, well, why is God using disease and bestowing disease upon us? And on the other hand, why is God healing us? It's very, very confusing, and that's why I want to be very, very careful today. But I was able to dig something up for you guys that I want to read, and I want to go through this step by step, and I hope you really listen to this closely. You can see on the screen, and you can read along, and it is, what does the Bible say about pandemic diseases? Question, what does the Bible say about pandemic diseases? Okay, here we go. I want you guys to listen closely. Various outbreaks of pandemic diseases such as Ebola or the coronavirus have prompted many to ask why God allows or even causes pandemic diseases, and whether such illnesses are a sign of the end times. The Bible, particularly the Old Testament, describes numerous occasions when God brought plagues and diseases on his people and on his enemies to make you see my power. God said that in Exodus 9, 14 and 16. He used plagues on Egypt to force Pharaoh to free the Israelites from bondage while sparing his people from being affected by them. Exodus 12, 13 and 15, 26, thus indicating his sovereign control over diseases and other afflictions. So what the Bible was saying right there was God used diseases against the Pharaoh to free his people, the Israelites, from bondage. Without a shadow of a doubt, God used diseases and said to make you see my power. Okay? Let me read on. This is not long, guys, and it's very important. It is very important that you grasp this. Think about this in this day and time right now. God also warned his people of the consequences of disobedience including plays. Leviticus 26, 21 and 25. On two occasions, God destroyed 14,700 people and 24,000 people for various acts of disobedience. Numbers 16, 49 and 25, 91. After giving the Mosaic law, God commanded the people to obey it or suffer many evils, including something that sounds like Ebola. The Lord will strike you with wasting disease, with fever and inflammation, which will plague you until you perish. That was in Deuteronomy 28, 22. These are just a few examples of many plagues and diseases caused by God. So as you can see, when the disobedience got out of hand, okay, God used disease. He didn't use disease on those that believed in him and his people and those that put him first. He used diseases against the evils of the world. In other words, where does the evils of the world come from? The evil of the world comes from the devil. So when things got out of hand, God used diseases to show the world and the devil's people and Satan's people, this is my power. I will strike you with wasting disease, with fear and inflammation, which will plague you until you perish. Not his people. This was a way of God bestowing repentance. Just like, guys, think about it. Think about your parents, okay? Think about growing up as a kid. When you did something wrong, your parents had to disobey you, okay, to get you back in line. You got punished. You repented, okay? Your parents put you back in line. If they did not, you would run more rampant and become more wild and have, you know, more and more problems and more issues. So you were punished, so to speak, for bad actions. Let me read this now. It's sometimes hard to imagine. Listen closely, people. It's sometimes hard to imagine our loving and merciful God displaying such wrath and anger towards his people, but God's punishments always have the goal of repentance and restorations. In 2 Chronicles 7, 13, 14, God said to Solomon, "When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Here we see God using disaster to draw his people to himself, to bring about repentance and to desire to come to him as children to their heavenly father. Okay, think about this, guys, now. Think about it. Think about it. We may not have God in our lives right now, okay? And who are we turning to? We are turning to the media. We are turning to the media for direction. We are turning to the media to tell us what to do. And what is the media doing? The media is putting the fear of God in all of us. And what is God saying here? Turn to me. Turn to me. Come back home. Repent. Humble yourself. Turn to me. This is the time you turn to God. That's why when I came on here, the first thing that I said was, I have no fear. I have no fear. I believe God is in control with all my heart and soul. I'm not going to question God. I know God knows what he's doing. I'm not watching TV. I'm not getting frightened by the media and the news who all they want in a time like this is ratings. They want to put everybody in chaos, in an uproar. That's what the devil does. God is all about peace and love and tranquility. And that's why I am at peace in this moment. If you want to be part of the chaos, that's your prerogative. That's your choice. Let me go on. This is all I have. A couple of paragraphs left. In the New Testament, Jesus healed every disease and every sickness, as well as plagues in the areas he visited. Matthew 9:35, 10:1, Mark 3:10. Just as God chose to use plagues and disease to show his power to the Israelites, Jesus healed as an exhibition of the same power to verify that he was truly the Son of God. He gave the same healing power to his disciples to verify their ministry. Luke 9:1. God still allows sickness for his own purposes, but sometimes disease, even worldwide pandemics, are simply the result of living in a fallen world. There is no way to determine whether or not a pandemic has a specific spiritual case, but we do know that God has sovereign control over all things, Romans 11:36, and will work all things together for the good of those who know and love him, Romans 8:28. In other words, we do not know if God has bestowed this disease upon us as a sign of repentance and as a sign of telling us you have gotten totally out of hand. This is not what I intended of you and of this world when I created it all. And this is a sign, to non-believers, humble yourself. This is the opportunity. This is a time for you to repent. We don't know if God has issued this, or again, this comes from the fallen world, which is Satan. We do not know. We do not know the answer for that. But if it indeed is coming from God, I have just read the reasons to you why. The spread of sickness such as Ebola and the coronavirus is a foretaste of pandemics that will be part of the end times. Jesus referred to future plagues associated with the last days, Luke 21:11. The two witnesses of Revelation 11 will have power to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want, Revelation 11:6. Seven angels will wield seven plagues in a series of final severe judgments described in Revelation 16. The appearance of I don't know why I have such a hard time with this word. The appearance of pandemic diseases may or may not be tied to God's specific judgment of sin. It could also simply be the result of living in a fallen world. Since no one knows the time of Jesus's return, we must be careful about saying global pandemics are proof that we are living in the end times. For those who do not know Jesus Christ as a savior, disease should be a reminder that life on this earth is tenuous and can be lost at any moment. As bad as pandemics are, hell will be worse. The Christian, however, has the assurance of salvation and the hope of eternity because of the blood of Christ shed on the cross for us. Isaiah 51:5, 2 Corinthians 5:21, and Hebrews 9:28. How should Christians respond to pandemic diseases? First, do not panic. God is in control. The Bible says the equivalent of do not fear over 300 times. Second, be wise. Take reasonable steps to avoid exposure to the disease and to protect and provide for your family. Third, look for the opportunity for ministry. Often when people are fearful for their lives, they are more willing to have conversations about eternity. Be bold and compassionate in your sharing of the gospel, always speaking the truth in love. Ephesians 4:15. Oof, guys, there you have it. You know what I look for in a time like this? What I look for is, where do we see God? We do not know if the infection of the coronavirus is coming from God, is coming from God as a sign of repentance, as a coming from God in a sign of saying, you know what, you don't need me. You're perfectly good on your own. You know, look what you've done to this world. Look at the hate you've spread in this world. Guys, look at the financial markets. Look at the financial markets. God has always said, you cannot serve two masters, the two masters being money and me. Look at the financial markets. Has God said enough? Let me remind you who's in charge. And I'm going to give you another opportunity to humble yourself and change your ways. Or is this simply a fallen word? A fallen world? Is this simply coming from the devil and the world? Because we are the ones that brought hatred and disease and death into this world. This is not the world that God created. So where this is coming from, we do not know. But we also know when God was here on earth, he showed us miracles and he healed people. And that was to show us that he can heal you. And when I talk about heal you, I'm not just talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually. I'm talking about emotionally. I'm talking about he can heal you of this world. Every day, guys, I say, God, release me of the poisons of this world and fill me with the Holy Spirit. Where am I seeing God's work now? Where I'm seeing God's work is a lot of people talking about you need to not only protect yourself, you need to protect others. Right now, you need to start looking out for your neighbors as much as yourself. Take care of yourself, and you in turn are taking care of the other people that you come across. When do we ever hear about giving a shit about other people? When do we ever talk about giving a shit out of other people? When do we ever talk about putting other people first? Never. That's where I see God at work. I see God at work when I went to the grocery store and people were being polite to each other and people were being kind to each other. Sure, you're going to have your instances of people hoarding and you're going to have your instances of people fighting over toilet paper. Of course you're going to have that. But what I witnessed was more love and more caring between people than ever before. That's what I saw. That's where I saw God at work. Guys, I have made my career on the internet. I'm seeing less hate these days. I'm seeing a lot less vile crap these days. I'm seeing a lot of people scared out of their wits. How many times have I come on this show and said, people, professional wrestling does not matter. Quit putting your focus on something that does not matter. Put your focus on God. Put your focus on other people. These things matter. Guys, you ever think that we don't know where this is coming from? Could it be coming from God? Yes. Could it be coming from the devil? Yes. But do you understand? God would not feel a need to repent us if we did that ourselves. Do you understand that? Do you understand that if we stop listening to the world, and we got away from all the hatred in the world and the negativity and the bullshit of the world, and we repented ourselves and we turned to God and we said, God, we need your help. We have failed you. We are going to turn our lives over to you. We can't do this without you. Show us the way. Then you know what? That takes away option A of God ever having to bestow this upon us. Because we listened to him. We were obedient. And we went to him and we made him a priority. Guys, I've said this from day one. And again, I'm going to go back to my book, Forgiven. When I became a Christian, things became so clear to me because everything became logical. You know, God showed me that everything made sense. There is a purpose behind everything. Guys, this is all logic. This all makes sense. And you can blame the president and you can blame government. You can blame media. You can blame whoever the hell you want to blame. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. If this instance and this time in our lives is not forcing you to look at yourself and look at your priorities and look at what's important to what's really important. If you're not looking at that at this point in time, you never will. You will be lost forever. This is a time to repent. This is a time to take inventory. This is a time to look at yourself. Do I need to go back to what's in the box? What's in the box? What's the most important thing in my life? What's in the box? I feel I am so lucky and I am so blessed through podcasting in this time that I am able to come on here every day and talk to the people and assure them God is in control. He knows what he's doing. Everything will be okay. If you need to repent, then maybe you should repent. I said, the Bible tells us 300 times, don't, you know, have no fear, have no fear, have no fear, have no fear. God is in control. So don't let you be the one that God has to teach repentance because you cannot manage yourself. Guys, it's real simple. We were given the gift. We were given the gifts to have a relationship with God. We were given that gift. Jesus Christ died on a cross to pave the way for us to have a relationship with God. The death of Jesus freed us of all our sins. He paid the penance. And can you imagine? God offered his only son to give us the gift of forgiveness, to have a relationship with him. And do you know how many people have not taken him up on that? And I could only ask why. I can only ask why. I tell people this all the time. If you're a non-believer, man, I would rather believe in God and believe in heaven and live my life like a good person and a good human being and then find out there is no such thing. Because at that point, what's the penalty? I lived my life being a good human being, and I live my life being the best person I could be. Okay, I'm talking to non-believers now because I believe with all my heart and soul there's a heaven. However, I would rather believe and there not be a heaven, then not believe and never live my life 1 second for God. And then I pass. And then I see there is a God and there is a heaven. And this is the person that I denied my entire life. Now what? Now what? And I'm talking to non-believers because I believe in God with all my heart and soul. There is no doubt in my mind that he is in control of this situation. And that's why I have peace. Guys, regardless of what you've ever done in the past, it doesn't matter. Do some soul searching now. You're locked up. You're in your house. You can't go out. Pick up a Bible. Go online and Google the Sermon on the Mount. Start reading the four Gospels, the New Testament, when Jesus was here on this earth. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? You got a hell of a lot more to lose without God in your life than with God in it. But again, guys, I am not here to beat you over the head. God gave you freedom of choice, and I am going to respect that. I am not going to tell you what to do. That is not my job. I am not trying to save you. I am just passing the words along to you that I was instructed to do. Take care of yourself, everybody. That's life. I'm going to be on Twitch daily. If anybody needs to come on there and talk, twitch.tv/VinceRusso Live. Guys, you need to email me officialvincerusso@gmail.com. God bless everybody. Stay safe.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.